This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. The top stories. St. George North residents looking forward to the promises made by their new Member of Parliament, Tony Moore. The DLP says despite yesterday's loss, it has gained ground from the 2018 general election. The opposition PDP attributes the recent heavy rains to its poor voter performance at the polls. And a local men's group accuses mothers of breaking court orders and refusing to let fathers see their children. Good afternoon, I'm Wendy Burke with the details.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
Whenever you want, wherever you are, for all your banking needs, we make it easy. CIBC First Caribbean, we've got all your banking solutions. CIBC First Caribbean. CIBC First Caribbean.
With yesterday's by-election now behind them, residents of St. George North say they're looking forward to the works being promised by the winning Barbados Labour Party candidate, Tony Moore. She convincingly won last night's by-election with 3,154 votes, doubling her closest rival to DLP's Floyd Reefer. Residents of St. George North who chose to speak with Starcom Network News said they were happy about the outcome.
The by-election in St. George North was beneficial to a lot of people, and I honestly think that Tony Moore will do an excellent job in the time to come, and I want to congratulate her on winning this prestigious seat. When the ball really starts rolling, the youth will be rolling with the ball. So we're just waiting to see.
Yes, I'm very happy. Right now, you know, she knows things there, so she won't have to help right now.
Yeah, we vote and we love it. We love she.
She deserves to win. I hope she gets a ministry that she can do something for the community. That's it.
It was a good by-election and the best horse to win the race. Well, there's a lot of things on the card that she's going to do, and I know she's going to fulfill her promise. And she look out fly off some with a nice in-swinger.
Some residents of St. George North. Despite its loss yesterday in yesterday's by-election, President Verla DePisa believes the Democratic Labour Party was able to regain some ground lost in the 2018 general election. Ms. DePisa tells Starcom Network News she believes the reasons for this included the highlighting and addressing of constituency issues and the running of a clean campaign.
And that, I think, is a platform that we want to continue in the future. Secondly, we demonstrated that the Democratic Labour Party can attract a credible candidate. He pulled back some of the ground that we had lost. Their number dropped, ours increased, and that is encouraging. And thirdly, we got to demonstrate that not only can we attract a credible candidate, but that we have a cadre of young people that the country needs to keep their eyes on.
Ms. DePisa tells Starcom Network News that her focus will now be on the wider candidate selection, which is about 50% completed.
A council meeting coming up that is to deal with yet another batch, and this is a batch that came forward from before annual conference. But what it also suggests is that branches that haven't taken that first step yet, persons who are interested who haven't taken that first step yet, are going to find themselves left behind because the party machinery has to make this a priority now going forward. There's no other way. We're about middle of the road, and we would like to be more than middle of the road.
President of the Democratic Labour Party, Verla DePisa. Opposition leader and head of the PDP, Bishop Joseph Atherley, says he's disappointed with the amount of votes cast for his candidate David Warren in yesterday's by-election poll. But he has attributed to the recent weather conditions that did not allow his party enough time on the ground.
That really restricted us in terms of our connecting. Look, we didn't have the finances and resources to mount the big flashy kind of campaign and platform meetings that the two major parties would have had. So our issue had to be one-on-one connectivity on the ground and also the social media presence. I think we fell down significantly in terms of one-on-one contact, largely due to the weather. And I don't think that our social media game was up to what we would have anticipated it would have been.
Meantime, the United Progressive Party's candidate, Ambrose Grosvenor, tells Starcom Network News that while he's disappointed with his loss, he was happy with the performance of his campaign. The UPP candidate also shared his views on the performance of third parties in the by-election.
I was able to interact with many people, share my ideas, and I got some good feedback. Given the results, I'm obviously disappointed, but I recognize that the people have spoken, and I listen to them, and I will continue to be a voice in the community of St. George North. The results are quite stark, and it is only fair to assess where the other parties stand today in terms of popular support coming from Barbadians.
United Progressive Party candidate Ambrose Grosvenor. You're listening to the lunchtime edition of The Latest here on Starcom Network.
The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
The Sandy Lane Charitable Trust says it's coming to the end of its financial lifeline for the Feed a Family program. The initiative was launched back in May to provide grocery vouchers for disadvantaged families in the 30 constituencies impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. But trustee Philippa Challis says to date they've given $4.5 million, but the COVID-19 pandemic has also placed a strain on their ability to raise donor financing.
The last tranche, which we've just committed to, is $1.5 million, and that will see people up to, we do them in 3-week stages, and that will see people up to Christmas. It will see us through to at least the middle of December. We honestly thought that people, the ministers, would be able to hand out vouchers to the value of $150 at a time. They're trying to make them stretch, so families are getting 50, families are getting 100. There's very few getting 150. So that just proves to us that the need is still there. You know, if people have empty cupboards, it's very, very hard to say no. But we've had to do that.
Trustee of the Sandy Lane Charitable Trust, Philippa Challis. A local organization that represents men is calling for a better deal for the legal system for fathers. President of the Men's Empowerment Network, Fabian Sargent, says he's receiving complaints almost on a weekly basis from those who say they're being denied access to their children. He told Starcom Network News that the court system appears too much in favor of one gender.
I've had men who come with court orders, which sets out the terms and conditions. And there are women who are breaking court orders. And when they go back to court, nothing is done. But if a man missed couple maintenance payments, they're ready to send you up the road for a number of days. And women continue to break court orders and pretty much get a pat on the back. That's how it appears. He now has to fight to see a child. Or a child that he was seeing every single day, he's only allowed to see the child 2 days a week. And then when he does get to see the child has a whole day of extracurricular activity. So really, there's no time for the mother to even spend time with the child because then the weekend is totally packed.
President of the Men's Empowerment Network, Fabian Sargent. Prime Minister Mayor Motley, addressing today's Institute of Chartered Accountants of Barbados 2020 conference, is encouraging those in the profession to leverage on technology more. She said when Barbadian Alan Emtage could invent the search engine, it shows that we can unleash our creative imagination to make technology work in a variety of areas.
Technologies that allow us to overcome vulnerabilities of our small population, our small economy, and our vulnerability to natural disasters. Technologies that allow us to leverage our assets of climate, geographic location, and of course, our collective creativity. The time is now to unleash the power of our creative imagination, to move our island beyond cautious incrementalism, and to enter a period of rapid, large-scale transformation and global distinction. On the 2nd of January of this year, I indicated to the country that I wanted you to join us on a journey a journey that...
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. In Guyana, the coronavirus has claimed two more lives, taking the death toll to 137. The latest fatalities are both 74 years old. Recapping our top stories, St. George North residents looking forward to the promises made by their new Member of Parliament, Tony Moore. The DLP says despite yesterday's loss, it has gained ground from the 2018 general election. Opposition PDP attributes the recent heavy rains to its poor voter performance at the polls. And a local men's group accuses mothers of breaking court orders and refusing to let fathers see their children. That's been the news here on Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group of Companies. I'm Wendy Burke. Do have a good afternoon.